welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky answer an age-old question. Does sparkling wine belong in a fucking can? Well, we test Underwood the Bubbles, Dark Horse Bubbles Sparkling, and Andre Brut in a can to find out. So sit back, relax, and gag along with us here on the Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Against my will.
Now, why do you have the Wine Guy wine shop hat?
I have that hat.
You stole some of that?
No, I have this hat.
Why is it orange?
I picked this color. I don't recall the other colors, but I like this color.
It looks like you bought it in a bait and tackle store 55 years ago.
It is that style hat.
Yeah, and that clean. Also on the show tonight, folks, is the Triple B.
Good evening.
Now, folks, we have an exciting show tonight because we have an exciting announcement. Starting, well, actually, it would be the 24th, so last Monday, we have joined a podcast network. We are now on Quad Pod, Podcasting Network. We're very excited about that, and to celebrate... To accentuate the new beginnings for the Wine Vault, we are having a battle of sparkling wine, or as they would say, fine champagne. Not champagne, champagne. It's spelled completely different. But just any old champagne competition would not do.
Right.
So I have curated the greatest of the great, but they're all in fucking cans. So on tonight's show, we're going to find out.
I'm just having flashbacks of old shows, episodes.
We haven't done this in a while.
But I'm just having flashbacks.
That's true. PTSD.
Yeah, well, I feel like that.
I mean, we know that green beans in a can are okay.
Not really.
Well, I know. Oil in a can is okay.
Yeah.
Coffee in a can could be okay.
Sure.
Urine in a can, maybe so, fine. But
I think green beans are the best vegetable in a can.
That's true. And urine is the best bodily fluid in a can.
But I don't know. That one brand that does those French-style peas in a can are really good. Those French-style peas, those sweet baby peas. It's a French brand.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's a sweet baby pea. Those are really good.
That's very exciting.
No, it's not.
I do not speak French, nor do I buy French
anything
peas.
To talk about. This wine, other than talking about this wine.
The longer we delay, the warmer this gets and the worse it tastes.
Fair.
So the wines that we, the things in cans that we are drinking tonight are first, and it'll be the first one we do, Underwood, the Bubbles, and that's from Oregon. Scott and I have done a Pinot Noir from this fucking shithole.
Allegedly.
Union Wine Company are the responsible parties.
The Pinot?
Yes. It tasted like ass.
It was bad.
Ass. It's on one of our, a bit of that episode is in the outtakes on our webpage, winevault.org.
It was so really bad.
Yeah, horrible. The second one, we have not had a good relationship with this winery because they suck dick too.
Yeah.
And this one is Dark Horse, the Bubbles, or Dark Horse Bubbles. But actually, this is quite a wine that, a canned thing that got a lot of fanfare. So we'll talk about that when we get to that. But that's Dark Horse. And then is the control group. I guess
I will not tolerate a bad word being said about Andre.
Well, I think you might have to.
Andre, the dipshit wine company that costs $6 for a bottle. Well, you can also get it in a fucking can.
For how much?
Not much less than $6. These jackoffs, they don't know.
Good for them.
It should be 35 cents a can.
Marketing.
Marketing.
No, if they get $4.99 a can and $6 for a bottle, then good for them.
Yeah, well, we have their Brut. And then we have a control.
But you could have picked from so many flavors of Andre.
It's true.
Orange, bubblegum, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry.
Shart.
They have a duck one too, don't they?
Cold duck.
Yeah.
That's the shart one. And then as a control group, and because I got this free, we have a split of Martini and Rossi's Asti Spumante. So the last thing we're going to drink, it tastes to see, it just, we'll just drink that to see, mm-hmm. you know, is it worse? I mean, it's in a bottle. Let's pull it. Oh, we're just going to drink that just to make sure we don't throw up from the other three. So,
that's going to help with that.
Not really. But I have no other use for it, so we'll just throw it in there. It's just throwing a log on the fire, folks. So, 3 plus 1 tonight. Will any of them score an 80 or above? I really doubt it. But that's okay. We're going to find that out. But first, we'll come back with the Underwood here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So, the Underwood, or why do I call it the Underwood? Union Wine Company Underwood, the Bubbles, sparkling from Oregon. Yeah.
It's sparkling and frothing at the same time.
Yes, it is. It's also 40% Pinot Gris, 32% Pinot Noir, and 28% Chardonnay. Now, it did get a 90 from our friends at the Wine Enthusiast.
I think my bubbles are gone already.
Yeah, it's like apple juice.
In a Best Buy.
It is a Best Buy. Fucking 90. Right. Paul Giergut, or whatever the hell his name is. And he wrote, from the Union Wine Company, this value bubbly is 40%. Well, I already said that. Aromas of bubblegum, cherry, lemon drop candy carry the nose with fruit-driven flavors in the palate that are crisp and balanced. For inexpensive mass-produced bottle of fizz, it's not in a bottle. It raises the bar for the entire region. I don't think so. When you start off with aromas of bubblegum, cherry, and lemon drop candy, you're not really, that's not a 90. Paul, by the way, is a circus clown, normally.
Until he got laid off.
Yes. Now he still wears the fucking getup, but it just makes it easier for the cops to find him. So. Well,
or not.
Sir, there was a man in a clown costume harassing and molesting women on the street. It's Paul, damn it. Where is he? Well, listen for the squeaky nose. Oh, there he is. Then they just arrest his dumb ass. So, in the glass, this is just a pathetically light looking, I mean, it's barely yellow.
Yeah.
Someone had hydrated very well. As Becky had said, when you swirl it, it fucking froths.
No, it's frothing.
No, Scott said the frothy.
It's actively
mine
frothing.
Doesn't have any mine doesn't have any bubbles left.
Swirl it. Then it looked like you put a fucking Alka-Seltzer in it. Look at mine. Look at
I that. Know I see yours, but I don't have
She's the, not having the
Yours
frothing.
Looks like a beer.
This looks like my kid's bathtub water. Look.
Until you hold it up to...
Well, you're lucky.
A piece
mine
of paper.
Is flat.
It looks clear.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It really looks clear.
Yours looks like someone just poured a beer out of a tap. Doesn't it?
Actually...
Oh, I spilled some.
As the father of three young boys, it looks like urine. Looks like they peed in a tub. Doesn't make me want to drink it.
Okay. On the nose.
On the nose.
Oh, there is a metal smell in there. Whew. I went in deep thinking I was going to get bubble gum, and the metal was very shocking.
No bubble. Well, depends on what kind of gum he... You know, he likes to chew Fruit Stripe after someone else chewed it. Second chew Fruit Stripe gum.
And it's not, it's that metal smells, it's not that hot metal smell. It's like you've got an empty tin can, aluminum can that's sat out in the sun and they just have a little scent
like,
about
like
them.
Like a can like this?
Yeah, it just smells.
The can's pretty. It's gold and it has Block Underwood on it. That's a pretty can.
It's not real gold.
Yeah. Okay.
13% alcohol, by the way.
Okay.
The nose is horrible.
Pinkies down.
Yeah.
Hashtag pinkies down.
Is that what it says?
So it says Underwood, the bubbles. Pinkies down.
A 4-pack is $28. How much did you buy a can for?
Three.
And I think...
It's called the dreaded red tag.
But I think regular price is either $5.99 or $6.99.
Yes, that's too much.
Well, they're getting it.
No, because this was on closeout, remember?
If you, a lot of the groceries, the shelves will be bare at times. People buy this stuff.
Here we go.
That metal smell is just that's so annoying.
So delicious.
Oh, we are tasting.
Here we go. I got a new technique.
It kind of burns. Like it, I don't think, I mean, I think that most people would be like, oh, maybe it's the acidity that makes it burn, but I don't think it's that. It really burns your throat.
Oh, I can say this. I've had worse.
It tastes like fermented apple juice in a sippy cup.
Yeah, it's definitely a green apple.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get any of the other flavors.
It doesn't taste like a sparkling wine. It tastes like some sort of product that is emulating that in Czechoslovakia.
Like a weird Welch's sparkling grape juice that went wrong. That's old.
Really wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it has a bit of a vinegar front palate. This is vintage. Does this have a vintage on it?
I don't think so.
Some of them do.
This, the review you read was for the 18.
This doesn't have any numbers on
it. Yeah, I don't.
No, it doesn't have any vintages on it.
Yeah, the tasting notes on the other page that you gave us said lemon, verbena, white, stone fruit, and apple, which I'm not. Apple's the only thing I can taste on that.
Well, maybe they do have a version of this in the bottle, and that's for the bottle.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just when the review is done.
Well, it says mass-produced bottle of fizz, so this is not in a bottle.
And there's no way that 20...
I haven't seen Underwood, the bubbles... in a bottle.
No, I've seen Underwood in a bottle. And I ran my cart right into that damn case stack and broke it all. I have seen it, but not the bubbles.
It's also a real, I mean, it's just very much only green apple, and it burns my throat, like kind of like acid reflux burn.
Yes. And really late, like the finish is gone, and then that burn starts. Or maybe it picks back up, but it's like, you're happy that it's gone, and then there's that burn back again.
It is dry, though.
I'll give you that. Like I said, I've had worse. It doesn't...
No, remember that one that we had that you guys liked? It was like in that those tiny little bottles or cans that you were buying at Trader Joe's. And it tasted like a wet dog. Like, it tasted like Bo when he's wet. Not that I've eaten or tasted Bo when he's wet, but that funk. This doesn't have that funk. It just has a lot of...
Yeah.
A quasi vinaigrette. It's a green apple vinaigrette, which suggests there's no way, since these things aren't dated in any way, shape, or form, you don't know how old the can is when you're getting it.
Yeah. I'm just mentally debating if this would be any good mixed with like orange juice for a mimosa.
No.
I think it would just be too much acid.
Well, the flavor profile, that green apple just wouldn't. No.
I know. Andre, they recommend mixing to make a mimosa on that page you gave us.
Who recommends that?
Andre does.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I was...
They made it in the first place.
...trying to decide about the Underwood, but I don't...
Hey, you moved your arm.
What does the Underwood... What do they say? They say, this is on their website, it's hard to keep your pinky up when you're drinking wine from a 375 can. Yeah. These are the most approachable, ready-to-travel anywhere wines we produce. Let me just say something, folks. If you drink a can of this, you just drank a half a bottle of fucking wine. Not that I can't do that, but that's what you just drank. That's gross.
It is misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had a four-pack, that would be the equivalent of two bottles of wine.
Whether you're sitting in a hot tub after a good day of riding, not sure what you were riding, or heading where...
Writing or riding? Like
riding,
a horse.
Riding. Yeah, riding something. Or heading where other wines dare not travel. Mm. We covered you. You are covered without sacrificing the craft taste that Union is known for. First of all, craft taste is not a terminology used for wine.
Beer.
Yes. Second of all, what are you riding? And why would Wines not ride that there? I don't know. Perhaps it's a pony made of bologna. I don't know.
You know, and the can says 11% alcohol.
Oh, did it?
It's got a completely different...
I can't see very well.
I tasting think must, notes on the
they
can.
They must be talking about the bottle.
Oh, I'm sure it's so different.
I think actually... Oh. Yeah, it's drinkable. It's just
it really is.
The question is, why would you drink it? This is better than their Pinot.
Desperation.
But everything is better than their Pinot. Everything.
Convenience.
Car being hit by a car is better than their Pinot.
Yeah.
Herpes is better than their Pinot.
Mm. Well, is it? I don't know.
Is it not better? Okay.
No.
Okay. Scott knows that better than me.
No, it's not.
Okay. Triple B, what are your thoughts?
I told you my thoughts.
On Underwood or herpes? No. Nevertheless, let's give this wine a quick score.
Oh, Jesus. Do we have to?
Yes. Triple B.
I give it an 80.
Really?
I mean, I don't really know what to... It's That's not fair. Good. I don't want to drink it. I mean, it's like... It doesn't really matter.
Everything matters. What you just said is the most important thing. People were sitting there listening to the Waiting. Podcast, just I mean, anticipating. Yeah. Scott.
I'm going to go 1 point lower at 79.
70? Not of your points.
Yep.
That's not actually not. That's it's, 70.
Because it is. You can drink this.
But it's not a 90, huh? You can drink it.
You can't. You really can.
You probably shouldn't, but you can.
But yeah. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's yeah. got some flaws, but they're not fatal.
I think it tastes better than the nose.
Oh,
I mean, I guess that's yeah. a compliment I can give it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can drink it. You don't want to,
that
but you can.
Weird. That's the one of the weirdest noses ever.
Mm-hmm. And I'm giving it 77 of my points.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, it's bad, but also the longer you drink it, the more well. The more
the worse it gets.
Watered down you realize it actually is and how badly it falls apart. It's just a watered down trash. It's junk. As Scott said, you can drink it. God knows why you would drink it.
The other thing I'm a little bit stuck on is normally when you buy cheap champagne, it's because you don't really like champagne. I mean, I'm calling this champagne, right?
Fair enough.
But anyways, you're buying it because you don't really like it and you want to drink something sweet. This is dry.
It is dry.
Right. And that's a weird...
78. I'm going to give it a 78 because it is dry.
That's probably why we can drink it.
Yeah.
Because it's dry.
Oh, could you imagine if Cupcake got a hold of this? What did they do?
But that's what Andre, I mean, well, you got the brute, so I don't know. But Andre's sweet, and so you can just drink it like Kool-Aid. But this is just a weird product to me.
And the next day you go, my God, what did I do to my life? As your head just dies. Could you imagine an Andre sweet headache? You drank a whole fucking bottle of Andre. You probably have, Becky. But, you know, there are two Beckys. There's sober Becky.
Stop. Enough.
And?
Non-sober Becky. But we'll talk about that
what?
At a later date. No.
Wouldn't today be fitting?
No.
If we're talking about Andre?
It wouldn't. Because we're not drinking Andre.
We are going to be drinking Andre.
But what Andre did you drink? Wasn't it it was the Spumante, wasn't it?
I like all of them.
Oh. All of them? Yeah. Even Cold Duck? I've never drank a Cold Duck.
I don't
duck.
Know about Cold Duck. I don't remember that one, but I remember like strawberry and all of those other flavors.
When I was a kid, I thought Cold Duck sounded fancy. I thought, "Oh, that must be a French
the
wine."
The least appetizing name. Like it's gross. That's gross.
Cold no. duck. You know, I like my duck hot personally. Hot duck.
Do believe it was marketed as an upscale product.
Well, it wasn't, was it?
I don't think. I think they were trying to be tricky.
Mission failed.
Tricky people with their marketing.
Yeah. They also had one called Lukewarm Crow, and it just didn't go very far. They're like, damn it. Oh, my God.
All right, I'm so ready to taste the next wine.
I know you are, because when we come back, we're going to move on to the Dark Horse Brut Bubbles here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, Dark Horse is next. Now, one thing I just want to reiterate, folks, check us out on the Quad Pod Network. There's actually some information on there, quite a bit. We have bio pages as hosts, at least a couple of us do.
It's silly.
One of us, it's a work in progress. You can even see what Scott looks like, kind of.
Maybe.
Yes.
Sort of.
I picked out the pictures myself.
A whole nother thing.
I
wanted my pencil mustache picture.
They don't need to think.
Rob used a picture of me from 10 years ago.
Why? That's what I had. I was gonna. There's a lot of pictures of you, and you'll have to pick the picture you want. I want you, after I have prosciutto hanging out of my mouth, to write your own bio.
On what? I don't have a spot.
You will have a spot. Mm-hmm. I'll see to it. Mm-hmm. We have a...
this has been a big source of contention in the Dern household this
What's
weekend.
That you don't have a page?
I don't have a page, and the picture you chose is from 10 years ago.
Well, first of all, I haven't chosen anything because you don't have a page to put it on. But that's okay. We'll get you a page.
It's well documented that he's a bad, bad man.
I didn't know. It just was like, fill out these forms. And then there was a lot of forms. And each page had more and more and more, and I don't know, it's just a lot. I mean, what's Scott's background? Well, his background is my mentee. So, I mean, what are you going to say for that?
Memento?
Mentos? Well, you're not a memento, but, you know.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's well, you did.
I love that movie.
We watched The American President the other day. You love that?
So I do. Good.
I do.
Yeah. Steve likes Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane. Remember that when he admitted to that in public to people?
Okay, well, he's not here to defend himself. Let's talk about Dark Horse.
That's never stopped us before, Trip.
Do you want to talk about Dark Horse?
Yeah.
Okay, Triple B is going to read a review here.
I'm going to tell you about the wine first.
Let's talk about Dark Horse.
Babe. Break out the bubbly wine in a can because the celebration is wherever you are. The champion of class and comfort food, Dark Horse Brewed Bubbles. The apostrophe's weird there.
Well, they don't know.
Anyways, notes
English.
Of apples, pears, and toasted oak. Uh-oh. Complement anything from fried chicken to fried calamari.
But it has to be fried?
Winemaker notes. Our winemaker, Beth Liston, selected the grapes for our sparkling brew from premier vineyards throughout California. That is never a good sign. resulting Cabbage yields patch. Offered vibrant layers of concentrated fruit notes and bright aromas in the wine. After fermentation, all lots were aged in stainless steel oaks until bottling to preserve their brightness and balance.
Stainless steel tanks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where does the toasted oak compliment come from?
Chips.
Oh, does
chips
it?
In the steel tanks.
Wow.
The other thing that's really exciting is the varietal content is Chardonnay and other.
No, it's so shot. It's Chardonnay.
So they don't even tell you what's in this.
I can tell you. Pinot Gris, which is Pinot Grigio. Shitty Riesling. And Moscato. And Butt. I like that, though.
Sourced all across California.
Toasted oak compliment. Anything. Yeah. But we're in stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We can put the pieces together. Dumbasses.
Here's the review.
We're so smart.
It doesn't have points.
Oh, it's 90.
But it did get number 2 top 100 Best Buy.
The number 2 in the wine enthusiast.
This can of bubbles offers a lot of Chardonnay character in the apple and pear aromas and a light toasty vanilla accent. The flavors are layered but light, and the acidity is fresh.
Fresh. No, it got a 90, and that was written by Jim Gordon, who is also the police commissioner in fresh. Batman.
Wow.
I don't think that's his real name.
He probably is using a pseudonym.
Yes. I give myself the privilege of using a pseudonym.
When I'm looking at this, if you look at it in the glass, it looks like it has a film on it. Do you see it?
It looks, yeah.
Like an oily film?
At least it's yellow this time. It looks
kind of. It's kind of yellow. But again, when you give it the paper test, it's nearly...
This one certainly smells a lot
translucent.
Better.
It's nearly white.
Scott, do you have a straw so I can blow some bubbles in this? Because there are no bubbles.
There's no bubbles.
There's no bubbles. What about if you swirl it?
Why? How can you be called the bubbles or brute bubbles if you have no fucking bubbles?
Look a little closer.
Well, yeah, but their regular white wines have that.
Teeny tiny bubbles.
Their Chardonnay, normal Chardonnay, has bubbles like that. It's not supposed to, but it does.
But this fails as an
This smells like a Chardonnay.
Yeah, it absolutely fails miserably. It's a spark.
It has no bubbles.
No.
It has some, but
no,
it
doesn't.
Yeah,
Scott's does, but mine has none. Mine is completely flat.
Your last one was, too.
I think you're in too dark an area.
I'm too what? Dark?
Too dark an area.
I don't see any bubbles.
It's weird.
He's looking at it like people would look at a diamond, no, looking for a bubble. Bit.
Oh, it's not. He's not looking at it like it's a diamond. Trust me.
But that's how his like.
how can mine be bubbling and yours not?
I don't know. She got the top of the can. Maybe that's what it is.
Now there's a little bubbling. But not as much as mine is.
No, yours is bubblier for sure, isn't it?
Yours is bubblier than mine. See, I have very little bubbles. I have a little condensation, but...
Yeah, wipe the condensation.
Don't touch my glass like that. See, there's very little bubbles there.
I have bubbles, they don't, folks.
You have the middle of the can.
That's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. I was going to try to shine my
flashlight. It's so bizarre. It is so bizarre.
Well, what's this shit smell like?
It smells like a Chardonnay.
You know, it smells like a Chardonnay.
And
a
the other
sweet
thing,
Chardonnay.
You know, when you look at it up against the white background, it almost has a green tint.
Yeah, like Chardonnay. Mm. But on the nose, it smells like a Chardonnay that's laced with residual sugar and very little oak.
It smells sweet as shit.
And there's a bit of toast.
There's like a cooking vanilla in there.
Yeah, and burnt toast, actually.
So we put it on stainless steel, not oak, but it's got all these oaky...
It's because they put mulch in there. Is that wrong?
What if we drink it and it tastes like cedar?
Let's get this over with.
You're suggesting Dark Horse would manipulate their wine? When have we ever tasted a Dark Horse wine that was manipulated? Huh?
Wow. Bite.
Oh, okay. It tastes like acid.
Oh, it tastes bubbly to me, which I don't understand. Yeah. Does yours taste bubbly?
Yeah, but I think it has Epsom salts in it or something.
It's literally, it's like drinking an Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
That
I think I prefer this to the Underwood, though.
Yeah, but that's like saying I prefer, you know.
I know, but I'm just surprised.
Really?
I prefer...
To me, it tastes like you're drinking a Chardonnay. You've got green apple, maybe pear, maybe. It tastes very fizzy when it's basically flat, which is so weird.
It tastes wildly fizzy.
How do you do that?
I think you're being really generous with pear.
I mean, there might be a lot of acidity in there.
That's a lot of acidity. That's all I can get from this.
But it doesn't come across as metallic either.
No.
Maybe they have chemicals in there that are doing that.
And it also doesn't have the acid reflux flare that the other one did.
No. It might be acetone or paint thinner or something like that that's in there that's doing that.
That's exciting.
Formaldehyde, perhaps.
Yeah.
It's probably its best properties.
I bet this wine has a really long shelf life. Not because it should.
When you said that, it made me scared to drink anymore. I wonder if there was like a spot in your kitchen you couldn't get out if you could just like pour a little bit of this on and let it sit.
Oh, yeah.
And then scrub it out.
Good God, yeah. Well, you'd put a hole through your linoleum, but still. That is a potent potable.
Yes, this and Barkeeper's Friend, and you can clean anything.
Yeah, like you can't get a spot off your glass stovetop. Just
Steven Seagal would pour this over some steel wool, put it in a microwave, and blow up a ship with it, probably.
You're such a fan of his. You love how he runs.
I just love the way he treats women. That's what I think
is
great.
I would like to drink this more than the first, which is very surprising to me. And I am slightly concerned about what's making it be fizzy tasting.
Yes, it's not.
That's like a very alarming.
It's a little unnatural, isn't it? Yes, it has a supernatural ability to be very fizzy.
Yet you're not fizzing. Becky's not fizzing. But I still have a little bit of effervescence going.
It actually is a reasonably good tasting wine sparkling type drink. Except for the fact that it's so, well, fizzy, and there's no real reason why it would be, and that's terrifying.
It is very
It's scary. Really weird.
Going back to the Andre being made for mimosas, how would you do this? How would you think this would go in a mimosa?
I wouldn't. Because the mimosa, you want to see the effervescence.
Do you think there would be some kind of chemical reaction with the orange juice, though?
Well, I don't know what would happen there. I mean,
it would be like a volcano school science experiment.
It would actually produce mustard gas if you mixed those two, and everybody would die in the room. Oh, fine. There's actually probably something on the back of like, do not mix with orange juice.
No, but it's true. Dark Horse, the bubbles, it comes with a safety data sheet, like a cleaning product from Menards.
I'm so like befuddled about how to score this because it tastes better, but do you have a bigger chance of dying? Yes. So how do you score that?
Well,
death.
I mean,
I think you get a zero.
Well, think of it this way, though. A 2,000 horsepower car is more exciting than a Camry. You're more likely to die in that 2,000 horsepower car as well than the Camry. This is not a 2,000 horsepower car. But imagine if you put 2,000 horsepower in a Hugo with no doors that was rusted out. It would be very exciting for a brief amount of time, and then you would die. That's kind of what this is.
Or not make it out of your driveway. You probably couldn't go fast enough to die.
You blow up is what it would do. Just blow up. Yeah.
I think you'd start the car and you'd be left behind. The engine would go off without you.
Oh, possibly.
But this,
I don't feel healthy drinking it.
This is concerning.
Well, no, you feel little creaks and groans in your body here and there, like in the back of your stomach. My stomach is reacting a little bit. And it's got a little bit of a spike to it. The overall effervescence and acidity is way off the charts, and it's probably not something that's safe to drink.
Yeah, I'm lining this behind the Underwood in terms of
safety, health and safety.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I want to put it in my body?
My stomach just made such a loud growl. Like,
there you go.
But we've never had a health and safety deduction before, and we probably should have for that one that gave us strep throat. That one that burned. Do you remember that one?
It was a
green pepper or something, and it burned our throats. And I said, I think I just got strep throat.
But this one will give you an ulcer. If you do have stomach issues, folks, by God, no means should you ever touch this stuff because it will fuck you up.
Yeah.
No, it feels like a very, say you had a really hot, spicy chicken wing and it went down and you feel it go all the way down. I can feel this all the way. I still feel it in my stomach. I feel it. That's unusual.
Well, and
it's kind of interesting, but I know that's not the way it should be.
You drink Alka-Seltzer, right? Or take tablets. Is it similar to that?
No.
Well, but
because it settles.
But the mouthfeel of this thing, it bubbles in your mouth. And literally, I'm looking across at Rob's wine glass. It looks like a glass of white wine.
It does.
A nondescript white wine, but yeah. It's not a sparkler. It's not bubbling.
It's still,
but when you put it in your mouth, there's this sensation of an Alka-Seltzer going off.
From acidity.
And so weird. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I want to drink it more to try to understand it, but I don't think it's safe.
Take it to a lab and try to understand it there.
But don't you feel like that? Like you want to take just one more sip just to be like, what is that?
Yes, but you shouldn't.
Oh, I know.
Think some things are better left not understood.
Are we sure this isn't expired?
I don't think it was in season, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think it's much more than expired.
Okay.
This is just the way it's supposed to taste. And I understand why someone might give it a 90, but that person probably is an axe murderer, Jim.
Or they're using a false name. Well, it would be interesting.
We should look up and see if Jim Gordon is still alive.
Well, yes, he is, but his name is Pete McGitt or some shit like that.
No, I just mean if he survived drinking it.
Well, he never drank it. He staffed it out. Some 23-year-old intern died drinking this stuff.
Or you just got staff.
I am ready to review it.
Ooh, that was a nice belch. Okay. We'll go over to the Triple B.
So, if we're doing taste alone.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
There's, I don't think health you can do safety. Taste alone.
Can I give my review?
Sure.
I don't know. Can you?
Are you going to die while I'm doing it?
No. But I might throw up.
There's no promises.
So, on taste alone, I would give it like probably an 83-ish.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I like drinking it more than the other one. Mm-hmm. But I have decided to deduct 2 points for the weird fizziness, and I'm giving it an 81.
Mm. Scott?
75. I have serious concerns about this damaging anybody's health and well-being that drinks it. And it's just weird. We've got 3 glasses poured from the same can. One person's glass has effervescence. The other two don't. That's something troubling.
Yours still does.
It still have an effervescence.
Mine's completely still, folks. Oh, it's from the same can.
Becky, I didn't believe her that she didn't have effervescence.
Yeah, I thought I couldn't see bubbles in my glass.
But because mine is effervescent. It's not the most effervescent thing, but it's still developing bubbles. Rob's is not. That's weird.
And I'm also providing it 75 of my points. And the reason why is I think it is, and this is bizarre that I never thought we'd get into the term of flaws, but it is so wildly flawed because of the acidity. I don't think it should be drank because my stomach feels a little bit off. I'll be okay, but that's not a good product. It has major, major acidic flaws. And they're doing that to just, why is it bubbly in one glass and the other? But it's a really off wine in that regard. Becky's right. If it didn't have the after effects, by a poolside, it actually tastes pretty good. It has good flavor profile. It has decent little green apple that is not overly dry. And the zing of acidity would be okay if it didn't actually then manifest itself in physical form.
If it wasn't terrifying to drink.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't. And there are some major issues with this wine that I don't think people should be drinking it.
No.
It's not off. It's not old. It tastes fresh enough. But I don't think you should be drinking it.
And in retrospect, I like the Underwood better.
Underwood's safer to drink.
Did you give this wine?
75.
Oh.
Not on taste. On taste, 82, 83. Okay. But the acidity
you deducted it.
Is so you severely.
You did a 7-point death deduction.
Yes. 7-point, what is that in my stomach? Is there going to be an alien that jumps out of my torso? Deduction. Hmm. Yes. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come. Then we're going to come
Bo,
back.
You're alarming,
Save
Bo.
Me, Bo.
We're going to come back with
Save Me,
the classiest of the
I'm
trio.
I'm so excited.
Here on the Wine Vault. Thank you.
And we're back, folks. So, on to the next contestant. This is a banana dac. I mean, it's Andre Brute. Scott, you found a multimedia extravaganza for everybody, didn't you?
The discussion was, does Andre market cold duck? Is prestigious or spectacular?
I doubted that.
Ring in the holidays, ring out the year, sparkling with Andre, love and good cheer.
This is so
take
scary.
Andre home for the holidays. Andre for the holidays.
What's a celebration without Andre champagne to lend sparkle and elegance to your good times?
Such a good question.
Greet the season and your friends with the best, Andre.
For the holidays and all year long.
What is a celebration without Andre? That is a question.
A good time. You know, when you say celebrate with the best, I always thought that was Bollinger. But, or Tattinger or Moët Chandon or hell, even Veuve Clicquot.
I was going to say...
Is Andre all alone?
I mean, maybe we can talk about this more afterwards. Mm. But for not a lot more... Uh-huh. Spanish sparklers
I know
are so, we've talked about it briefly before, but they are so underrated mm-hmm. and underknown. What are they called? Cava. Yeah. But I had just been thinking about that all day. Like, we almost need to have that later in the week just to kind of cleanse our palate off of these. But yeah. They're so good and really...
I think we might need to use Drano to cleanse our palate.
Well, there's decent cavas for $8-$9.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, this, though, the Andre, is the yellowest, most yellow of the three.
Look at that.
Look at that. I would tell you more information about Andre, but they don't really tell you.
Did you know, just listened to it.
Did you know, though, even though Andre sounds French, it's actually from California?
Go figure.
I never would have imagined that.
Well, no matter where you're going, bringing an Andre Brute can will make a statement.
It will.
I thought it said can will make a statement.
It will do that. It will.
Our driest blend of white grapes results in a taste as bright as the California sunshine they're grown in. Add Andre Brute to your mimosa and let's brunch. Hints of lemon and pear.
You know, and I would agree with him. If you brought a can of Andre Brute to an occasion, that would make a statement.
I see no lies in this whole. It would make a statement if there were people you didn't like and you were throwing the cans at them. And
if somebody walked in with that, I'd be like, holy motherfucking hell.
To be honest,
yeah,
I know people. We've had people here that would bring cans of Andre Brute.
That's if... Don't be magnums so of real sangria were already sold out.
Don't be so judgy.
For a good time, I drink Sofia Coppola. See, we would have had her stuff on, but we already know that blows. So
my stomach hurts.
It should.
Does yours?
I didn't drink anymore.
I'm fine now. It's past.
It almost feels like I'm hungry now. Like it dissolved all the food that was in my belly.
Yeah, it's a stomach acid. Yes. What you need to do is just have a big old belch. Don't do it on the mic, because that's a little gauche. But, you know, just...
Rawr. I don't have that. I don't need to do that. I'm telling you, my stomach hurts like I'm hungry.
Well, maybe you are hungry.
I mean, okay.
Maybe so.
I think it probably ate everything in my stomach and my stomach.
Could be. So, like I said, this is the most yellow. I don't know if that's actually an accomplishment for this wine, but...
Well... Effervescent. We're all having little bubbles.
Yeah, it's stopped now, though.
I've got bubbles.
It must be the... Yeah.
No, you got bubbles.
I got shit in mine, but that's okay. A little swirly stuff. It's not as bubbly as yours. Yours is still the most bubbly.
Wipe your condensation off that glass. You're bubbling just fine.
Yeah, I guess. You've got more, though. I'm jealous.
You're just blind.
Here we go.
Andre, my Andre can.
I can with my Andre can when I can.
Can, yes, you can, yes, can, yes, can, yes, Andre can.
You got a mighty fine can there. That's right. It's a can of Andre. Ah. No, I was talking about your ass. Oh, okay. You've got a nice... You've got a nice bunch of cans there. Really? Yes. Are you talking about my boobs? No, I'm talking about the Andre. What's
your
wrong
Andre
with you?
Can.
Yes. Go ahead.
Sonny 152, I love you.
Why didn't they do that? I'm sure that they had another one. Well, they didn't have cans back in those days. It just was a bottle.
Well.
Because they would have done those things.
You know, my good
what
Lord.
What was that, early 80s? Oh, they love a good sex thing, even though they shouldn't.
So. Early 80s? You mean like late 60s, early 70s?
Was that when that was?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, maybe it felt like that to you because that's when you were 60. So,
well,
in the glass, what does it smell like?
I can smell lemon.
Oh, strong.
Are you
lemon.
Sure?
Very, like lemon pledge.
I can smell lemon. I think I can smell pear.
I think that is like unnaturally lemony strong.
Strangely enough, I have a can of lemon pledge right here.
To do it.
No, literally, I want.
You're right.
It's lemon pledge.
It is lemon pledge, folks. We've just done a smell test.
It's lemon pledge.
And I want to huff the can.
I don't want to huff the can.
Okay.
Lemon pledge is a lovely smell.
Not in a wine. It is. Well, this is not.
Lemon pledge is one of the more unnatural smells to me.
That's because it is unnatural. Here, I'll put that away for you. Okay, I had to take a nice drag off it.
I get the lemon pledge smell, but I don't think when I was a kid back in 1942, lemon pledge smelled like that.
Well, I guess you're still a kid at 18. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to go in.
You're scared.
I want to smell this yum lemon custard.
It tastes so good.
That's gross. You're just, that's just disgusting.
Lovely. So, we should preface that Triple B scores are probably not going to be legit for this. You just have a bias about Andre.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah?
It's like a sentimental thing for me. It's so good, Rob. Don't you dare make that face. You're doing that just to be mean. It is so good. It is perfect in every way. Maybe some more bubbles, but it's practically perfect in every way.
You notice how,
Poppins.
Notice how it numbs your mouth after you drink it? It seriously does.
No, it doesn't.
It does, too. That's horrendous.
This is a no Andre hate area.
First of all, it's unusually creamy.
What?
It really is.
Yes.
I will give you maybe lemon meringue. But I will not say creamy. That's gross.
It's creamy.
Like cream, like a good cream soda, creamy. Like
yes. It's, oh no. Think of folks, a lemon head candy with cream soda. That's what it is.
Which
that's
is
what it's like.
Delightful. No, lemon heads are wonderful.
Yeah.
Are you? Do you mean like a lemon drop you get at Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
Or do you mean the solid plastic or the solid sugar ones that are?
What? Which ones are worse?
They're both great.
Off brand. One they're that was made good. In Tijuana.
So there's a new underground pizza joint that's only been taking orders on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And they're doing a brick and mortar. And with their pizzas, they serve lemon heads. You get some lemon heads with it.
I've seen that. Urban Meyer's.
World of Za. World of Za.
Yeah.
What a great name for a pizza joint.
Do they serve Andre Brut?
I bet they do in cans. This would make a lovely addition to a mimosa.
No, it wouldn't.
Delightful.
It's too sweet.
I don't think I've ever had an Andre mimosa before.
I don't think you should. No. Don't start now.
No, you should
don't
never.
Start now. Don't do it.
Top of my list.
The pedophile is very upset with you.
I drink hot dog all the time.
It's very nice.
Yeah. My son okay.
I'm trying to think of how high I need to score this to balance out your all's crappy scores.
Or how low we need to score to balance your dumb score. There. Let me start off by saying, this is the nicest tasting thing of the bunch.
Oh, yeah, for sure it is. Me, whatever, putting everything aside, it's fine. It's not sparkling anymore.
No, of course not.
Excuse me. It's not sparkling anymore. It's a little bit flabby at the end.
A little bit flabby? It tastes like Sprite. Flabby.
Well, it is.
7-Up, actually.
It's a little bit flabby at the end, which is surprising for something that should be, not surprising, which is disappointing for something that should be crisp and have sharper acidic notes. You're welcome.
I think you do a disjustice to Sprite. It's Special K Lemon Lime.
Wasn't that a good review?
No.
No.
Yes, it By the way, was.
We have a whole bottle of Andre Extra Dry in there, which is sweeter than this. And that's a big glass bottle. I told
we
Scott.
We have a bottle of Andre?
Extra Dry, yes.
I got the wrong one.
Yeah, I told Scott, because when I originally curated this, I wanted to put Dark Horse versus something that was nasty in a bottle. And I said, get Andre Brut. So he thought Extra Dry meant it was drier than Brut, which is a natural mistake for somebody that...
No,
a wine podcast.
I've grabbed the wrong thing.
By buying Andre, you were grabbing the wrong thing, but that's okay. I told you to do that. Did you know that they have Cook's Grand Reserve for $6.99 on closeout right now? You can go buy all of that.
I bet you can.
I haven't yet. I put it up against the Andre.
No.
You know, what are we going to use that extra dry for? What could we ever do that with?
I'm gonna buy a 9mm. We can shoot it.
I already have a 9mm.
No, I'm gonna buy a 9mm.
Okay. You know what would be better? I'll do a blind tasting, and you guys can decide if it's dish soap or wine. We're gonna do a new segment. Is it dish soap or wine? Yeah. I don't know if you'll be able to tell.
No.
This is very unpleasant.
So the creaminess of this is cool. I like it.
I know. There's a lot
I like that.
If you don't drink alcohol regularly and you drink Stella Rosa, one of those things, you just have some Andre Brut and say, fuck it. I mean, you're giving up on life, but...
not necessarily.
It's light. It's
if
slightly
you
want to
give up on life, then you drink Dark Horse
that's
Bubbles.
Scott, that's a harsh way to die.
Well...
And you spend a lot more money. With this... you get a whole bottle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're going to get the beaties by drinking this, but still.
You're going to get the what?
The diabetes. but, you know, if you made it really cold, and I don't know how, if you have nitrogen, liquid nitrogen or something like that, make it really cold. I wouldn't mix it with orange juice, but you could probably make some sort of fun little fizzy drink by your pool with this as a base.
Just fresh fruit in it.
But I would still... Yeah, but no, but I would do that. I would do that with a dry wine. I would do that with cava, a neutral cava.
You would put fruit in it? What else?
Well, it's cheap.
Orange juice?
I mean, you could do a like the James Cristalino. Is that what it was? Yes. That I would do... a mimosa would be beautiful with that. That was a lovely wine. It was neutral. It wasn't too earthy, too flinty, too mushroomy.
No, I mean this.
No, I wouldn't do anything with this. No, I wouldn't do anything with this. You could shotgun it. Ergo, throw it up in the air, shoot it with a shotgun.
In defense, we're not drinking these out of proper flutes or champagne
glasses.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Oh, please.
We're not.
They're in a fucking can.
I get it.
Do you think that makes a difference?
In the effervescence, it probably does a little bit.
They're Chardonnay. These are Chardonnay glasses.
Chardonnay.
You'll find in tastings, if you're drinking sparkling, you're just drinking out of a white wine glass.
Yes.
And that should be sufficient. And I don't think that the style of glass is, oh my God, I can't help. You know what? Bollinger would be just fine right now. Freixenet would be just fine right now. I mean, all those things would be. Cordonneau would be just fine.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could use this for mimosas.
I wouldn't. It's washed out. It's too sweet.
It's too sweet.
It's just washed out junk. It tastes like flat pop now.
And this is their
nasty
driest,
flat pop.
This is their driest offering.
Yeah. This is their driest offering.
I mean, I guess you could put...
Nothing. You wouldn't do anything with this?
Like a slice of grapefruit in it? A slice of orange?
and then pour apple it slice. Throw it away?
No, I'm just saying.
What are you doing with it?
Becky asked what you could do with this. I'm just offering a suggestion.
You could freeze it and throw it at hobos? I
mean, Ice cube sparklers. No, I meant
a frozen can and chuck it at a hobo.
Well, I said that's one of the options. Are there still hobos?
I mean, I don't know. Transients. I don't know.
Hobo's a fine term, I think. I'm not sure.
I'm not advocating throwing things at hobos, but, you know.
I think you were.
Well, I'm just.
No, you were questioning if hobos still exist, so then you would know whether
I think
you were afoul of
chuck it at Jim,
common.
Chuck it at Jim Gordon.
Decency.
Yeah.
Do we disparage.
I don't think there are hobos
transient
anymore.
People that are down on their luck
if I sit,
called hobos
first of all,
and throw
nobody,
frozen cans
we don't
of wine
have
at
hobos
them.
Anymore. You used to because you were back in the 40s, but still. There were hobos back in the
day. It's called being a homeless person.
No, they just travel on trains, as far as I know. I don't know. They're homeless, please. You shouldn't throw things at homeless people.
You wanted to throw it a hobo?
Yes, because there aren't hobos anymore, Demi. It's a fictional term.
Oh, Lord.
Throw it at unicorns. I think you should chuck frozen cans of this at unicorns. How's that? Does that make you feel better? Ooh.
William
today asked us what a honey badger was.
Out of nowhere.
Yes.
We were just sitting in the car and he asked that question.
He also wanted to go to his grandparents so he could go back and see where Rex was buried.
Yeah, poor little guy.
He might have been, the fever might have been spiking a little bit right there. It's like, what is wrong poor with you? Guy. Are you high? He goes, what do they eat? Do they eat honey? It's like, I don't know how the brain works. I said, well, they might actually.
It's definite that you don't know how the brain works.
Well, his brain. But I think that they actually do eat honeycombs out of bees. They go in and get the colonies of bees, don't they? And they get stung. That's why they're so damn tough, because they get stung by bees and they don't care. Honey badger don't care. I think that's what it is.
Honey badger don't care.
I'm drinking Andre. What the fuck do I know? So we're going to go over to Becky to get a review for the Andre.
Well, just... it's 91.
My score?
91.
No. Okay, so my glass doesn't have any bubbles left. I don't know that it ever had any bubbles. But... what?
I was trying to blow bubbles in my wine.
That's so gross. What are you doing?
Tastes foul.
But... it at least matches the tasting notes where there's lemon and pear. It's easily the most drinkable out of everything we've had tonight.
Not currently, it's not.
I have zero concerns that I'm going to die from drinking it.
I'll give you that.
There's people that have died from drinking it.
So I'm giving it an 83.
Just by volume.
It's champagne. Whatever. What are they calling it?
Sparkling.
Champagne.
They're not. What does it say on the can? What do they call it?
Ass.
It's a California sparkler. It's a sparkler.
I think
wine.
They're calling it carbonated wine. Is that what it says?
It does say that.
Carbonated wine.
Jesus.
Wow.
So
we're setting the bar real low. Aren't we?
I would say.
So wait. That implies that they're not making it. This is not a sparkler.
Yeah, they're not using the champagne style of creation.
This is so they're carbonating
grape juice. That's yeah.
So, for a carbonated,
I feel dirty.
Wine.
I already felt dirty.
This
you
is
already are dirty.
The highest. I mean, carbonated wine is a very low quality wine.
Uh huh.
But I would say this is probably top of the mark for what you can do with a carbonated wine.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
What could you do better than this?
What could I do better than this?
Anything that's any, what I mean is any grape stock that is better than this, you are not carbonating.
I think most people probably don't carbonate any grape stock.
No.
I said this is the lowest rung.
Let's be perfectly frank. Fanta makes a grape, and I bet it's better than this.
It just disturbs me that this is a carbonated wine. That's not a sparkler.
That's what disturbs me.
Not made like sparkling wine. I wonder if these other ones are.
Carbonated wine.
Mm.
Ah!
carbonated wine.
We've been had, folks. These are not sparkling wines in a can.
Like I said, carbonated wine is the lowest rung, and this is the top of the lowest rung. 83.
On to Scott.
You're welcome. Although carbonated wine being its own category.
No, it's not maybe a category. It's not a category.
Maybe we should adjust, and maybe Andre then somehow becomes a 90. It's crazy.
No. I told you 91.
I think that's what just happened.
Just on sheer principle, it actually didn't. 78.
78, that's a lot of points, guys.
That's a lot of points.
You're ranking this below Underwood?
Yes.
And then it's on to me. I'm providing this wine a cheery Eastern Block 72 of my
points. Oh, my God. Why?
Well,
this is easily the most drinkable wine.
Not now, it isn't. Taste it again.
Saying that because it's the first one you found out was a spark or as a carbonated wine, and they're all carbonated wines, and you're pissed at yourself.
Listen, when your heart's
pissed at myself, but it's not because of that.
When your heart's broken, your heart's broken. You can only.
It smells like a fucking urinal in a damn public restroom. Currently,
it
no.
is.
It's a sweet smelling urinal, but it smells like a urinal.
This is the most.
You need
drinkable
to stop sticking your
the
head.
The Yellow Jackets would be attracted to this
it's
urinal.
It's not a mint tablet.
No, it doesn't smell like minty, but
not
it
a
smells
mint tablet.
It smells urine, Scott. It's ass. It fell apart in 2 seconds after you poured it out of the fucking can
really
because
did.
It's uncarbonated. And then it went from being that creamy, you know, meringue-ish kind of thing into sick. Absolute sick. You could keep it in the can, but then that makes you a loser because that mm-hmm. because you're drinking brute.
No.
How could it be even brute? It's just carbonated drink. You're drinking that crap out of a can. You're going to drink the whole damn can of that?
You're drinking carbonated drink and you're going to suggest that drinking it out of a can is inappropriate?
I want to know, folks, if you drink this stuff, please write in. That way I can start tallying who you are. I need to know your locations, too, because I am building those camps for re-education and possibly elimination. But that's not the point.
Not really even a camp. More like a bunk bed out on the highway.
No, it'll look like a big ditch. It's kind of deep. And there'll be a bulldozer sitting right next to it ready to push all that shit in.
No. You just have a sign that says, all the Andre you can drink in a can. And then you have coolers by the side road that are empty.
Don't talk to me.
And then you have a bunk bed.
I'm done talking to you.
And you have a big sign on top of the bunk bed, but it's right in the fast lane.
Could be.
So, folks, they climb in the bunk bed. They're resting. They're drinking their Andre can. Boom! They get hit by a tour bus.
That's a good idea. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back with parting thoughts while we drink Martini and Rossi's Auspice Spumante.
Say yes.
Which is a sparkling wine.
Here on the Wine Vault. Back, folks. Oh, so on our carbonated wine extravaganza.
Oh,
I'm
my
exhausted.
God. How did
we have Martini and Rossi now in our glass? Scott, you found some more vintage commercials for the Martini and Rossi.
Oh, there's the one.
Oh my God, that smells like soap.
There's the one I want.
Smells like detergent. But at least it has bubbles in it.
Is that you singing?
I know. It sounded like me singing, didn't it?
Yeah. What was that? I really thought it was you singing.
I know.
That's freaky.
That sounds like Scott singing.
It's so funny.
Oh, my God. For those who haven't had Martini and Rossi in a while, just leave it that way. This is horrible.
Scott's is super frothy again. Jeez.
Where's
looks
the
like he has a
do
beard.
I have? Is there any Andre left?
It looks like a Stella Artois or something poured in a glass.
Well,
I'll give you that.
You think that Andre is sweet? No, it's not. The Martini and Rossi. This
so
is
so are you
sweet.
Guys wanting to oh.
But this
did
is
you
a
put Don
different
in this?
Style.
Look at it.
No, that's the way it is. It smells the same damn way.
This is an Asti Spumante. This
it
is a sweet.
Oh, it smells awful.
The nose is horrendous.
God. I don't even know what that is.
It's
Martini
detergent.
And Rossi.
No, there's another the like a cat urine smell
yes.
in there.
That's
no,
minerality.
Smell it. There's a cat urine in there. No, smell it.
I just smell. Ugh. I smell dishwashing detergent. That's all I smell. Ugh. I mean, it smells like Cascade. The
it's
powdered
really
Cascade,
bad.
Folks.
Yes. Like a dishwasher soap.
Yep. It's like you're sniffing it like it's cocaine. That's what
no,
it's
no, it is. It is exactly that. That is
that's what it is.
Hey,
maybe it would be. This wine though is better if you are using cocaine. I mean, in the '80s they
or Cascade.
In the '80s, man, they were using coke like it was going out of style, and that's when Martini and Rossi was really
probably snorting a lot of Cascade too.
Yes, yeah, sure. Well, when you
cut cocaine,
when you're two or three bottles stuff. Into the night, you can get magnums of this stuff everywhere. This would sell K-stack wise, and it's so caustic on the nose. My God.
I'm nervous about drinking it. It smells really bad.
It's horrendous.
Are you all tasting it?
Mm-hmm.
Scott's is really frothy. Like, again,
she's not kidding.
Ours
it looks
are frothy,
like...
but yours is.
Oh, my God. Everything that's ever been sweet in the world was put into this glass.
This is the darkest of our offerings tonight, though.
This isn't one of the offerings. Because it's not a carbonated beverage.
It's just not a carbonated wine.
It's I don't know what this is.
It's very bad.
This is punishment.
There is something nice is the finish.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's like a lemon.
It ends.
It's like a nice lemony.
It's weird.
Finish.
But it's
the best thing about it.
But even that, it's weird. The sweetness hangs on. It's like there's this little bout of. Let me do that again. Is it like a lemon apple thing?
We have not had this bad of a show in such a long time. I feel like we almost don't know how to suffer through it.
No, you know what goes on there?
Many things that are...
That's not lemon. That's sour apple.
Yeah,
and it is,
sour
and it
apple.
Is, and it... You're right, that is the best part of it. It's just gone so fast. And that sweetness just hangs on. It's like... God, I don't know what to compare it to.
Maybe it is like a green apple peel.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Back green apple peel. But it's
the best thing. It's not great, but it's the best thing about it.
It's just gone. It's just there and it's gone.
We've got to really work on when we use the term the best thing, because sometimes there aren't good things. So to say it's the best thing of all this shit really doesn't work too well, does it?
Well, I think sometimes it could be overemphasized and you might think that it has redeeming qualities.
Oh, no. I would not buy, recommend. But that green apple peel is the best thing about how awful it is.
It's the least worst. I'll go on.
Okay.
I don't recommend buying.
I'll be honest.
What? No, don't.
No, I'm going to be honest.
You like this.
To be honest, to be fair, to be honest, to be fair. I would buy this before those other things because this is at least real. This
you would
is
buy
what
this before Andre?
All those three things in a can. Those are wine, carbonated wines.
Well, that's fair
fake.
Enough. Fair enough. That's
fake. That's fake.
Yeah.
This is, it may be really, really bad, but it's honestly really, really bad.
It's very sweet.
It's extremely sweet, and I hate that. But what the hell?
I didn't know things could be this sweet. And I've eaten sugar straight.
You know, there might be a time where I wanted to drink wine with really, really bad bologna. And by really, really bad bologna, I mean when you go to the Save a lot and they've got the 79-cent package.
The kind that your dog won't eat. Yeah.
The kind that it just the fats congeal between the slices. And it's not even, you know how bologna fat turns white? This stuff turns gray.
I don't know. No, I actually don't know.
I'm going to have the foam white bread from the Save-A-Lot, okay. The 79-cent bologna with mustard, and I'm going to have a glass of wine with it. That I would drink this.
This goes good with a shitty bologna sandwich?
Yeah. It would be a perfect pairing. I'd drink this with that shitty bologna sandwich before I drink like other cans we had tonight.
I would agree. So, folks, tonight...
I would not. Are we scoring this?
A niner. You can't. What score would you give it?
No, we're not scoring this.
No, we're not scoring this because this wine doesn't deserve a score.
I would give it like an 82.
Oh,
ish. 81.
81.
She loves it.
Scott, what would you say? I'm not going to write it down because I can't bother.
80, just to be consistent with my thoughts that I would drink this before the carbonated wines that we had earlier tonight.
And I'm giving this wine 77 of my points because I would drink the Underwood before this.
You're so crazy.
Even though it's carbonated, not real. It's okay. You don't need to explain.
Well, you just don't have standards.
No, I put together this show. No, I do not have standards.
That's fine.
Yeah. So
that hurts so bad.
I know. So, folks.
God, this is sweet.
I know I'm going to go upstairs and lay down and go to bed, and I'm going to get the worst heartburn, indigestion, whatever of my life. You just spit it back.
Is it possible to have a hangover before you go to sleep?
Can't you imagine? You're going to lay down, and it's going to all come back up, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, why did we drink all that? I had probably 6 sips, but still hate my life.
Yeah, I know.
Brings new meaning to the term, tastes like sick.
Stop.
So, folks,
so gross.
Nothing is recommended.
Martini
all these
and Rossi on the rocks.
I guess what?
Say yes.
Carbonated cane wine, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
And Martini and Rossi, go fuck yourself.
No.
Oh, yes.
It's
so,
kind of some hot commercials.
That's great. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we will bid you adieu. Das Vidanya. And see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.